A rally was held in Bangor to support a community worker beaten with a hammer by masked men in his home. A faction of the UDA is being blamed for attacking Aaron McMahon in front of his family. He's a community volunteer and believes he was targeted for leading a campaign against the UDA activity in the Clandeboy area of the town. That's the UDA paramilitary activity. Mr. McMahon has criticised police and politicians for not doing enough to combat paramilitaries. The ongoing threat of violence on our streets was also highlighted in West Belfast last night with a gun attack on the police. The Fresh Start political deal struck at Stormont last week includes new initiatives to end paramilitarism. Aaron McMahon, the Bangor attack victim, is with me this morning. Aaron, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Sorry this has happened to you. It's the Northern Isle we're in. Tell us what happened.
Well, right about 3:45 on Wednesday afternoon, I have a small business on the Clanley Road. I'd left it to carry a few deliveries. Come back at about 3:45, closed the door behind me and walked into my reception. My wife was there with my two young children, a 7-year-old twins, and they had a sort of school friend over, so they were all in the reception looking at old photographs, having a jolly old time at my expense. Mostly Stephen watching old photographs of myself and themselves, and I spent a couple of minutes having a laugh with them, and then left and walked into the workshop just in next door. I heard a door slam behind me, turned around, and two masked men, one small, to the front, pointing at me, heading my direction at pace, and a taller one behind him with a sort of hammer in the air. And so set upon me, myself and the small, the front guy, we went to the ground, involved in a sort of in a scuffle. Heard the kids squealing, my wife squealing, a few expletives exchanged between them and I, and then the sort of guy with the hammer, he sort of pretty much helped himself because I was sort of engrossed in a scuffle with the first guy, so he was just, he had free rein in my head with this the hammer.
So he was hitting you over the head with a hammer?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So that's attempted murder?
Well, that's up for the PSNI. I don't know what way they were classified, but they were trying to do some serious damage, Stephen. You know, lucky enough, my small workshop doesn't lend itself to that type of stuff. Yeah. You know, it's quite compact and BU, you know.
All of this happening in front of your 7-year-old children?
Oh, absolutely. They're just in the side room. They've seen the guys coming in. My wife, thankfully, had the wit to get them out of the road, but they're screaming, crying, shouting. It was tight enough, Stephen, now, you know. That's the toughest bit, Stephen. You know, the wounds will heal. But the scars this has left on the minds of my young children and this young friend they brought down and for the first time, they will never heal, Stephen, you know.
Well, this is a... You believe this was a faction of the UDA?
Oh, absolutely.
Why are you so sure?
Well, the UDA came down to this area around about March of this year and sort of imposed themselves upon the people of Clandeboy and the young people in particular. And the people in Clonmel, and because there was complete inaction from statutory agencies, including the PSNI and the local council and politicians, this community was left to fend for itself, Stephen. And because I am sort of heavily involved in working with young people on a voluntary basis, Stephen, it's an unpaid role as well as my other volunteers and committee members, you know. We were forced to take a lead on asking this to stop. You know, this intimidation wasn't good enough. These flags made people feel fearful. The young people didn't want them being. They didn't want to be controlled. They didn't want to be recruited. They didn't want to be bullied.
So
they didn't want to be assaulted.
What were the indications that they were trying to impose themselves? What kind of things were the UDA doing this year? By the way, so we're not talking about 5 and 10 years ago.
You know,
this year in the new Northern Ireland, what were they doing?
The new Northern Ireland—that's laughable, Stephen. Really is. Yeah, well, this area is a proud unionist community, Stephen. We don't believe we need to shout it from the rooftops. I've lived here all my life. I'm a proud unionist. I would say I'm probably a loyalist. You know, we have never had paramilitary flags erected. The paramilitary flags come down. There was no consultation. There was no engagement. They just come down and were erected. They were erected outside a brand new play park, something we have worked closely with council to address the many needs of almost 6,000 people that live in the area. Over 1,200 of them are children aged 2 to 12 years old. You know, so the flags come down. You know, when you see young families coming to a play park, getting their kids out of a car, seeing the flag, putting their kids in the car and driving away again, What does that tell you, Stephen? So people made their feelings quite clear. These flags made them feel afraid. They were intimidated. They were concerned. And it simply wasn't good enough, Stephen. And then we had the bonfire. You know, this has been a community bonfire forever and a day. This group comes down and says, we're running this bonfire this year. We don't care what you say. And they told the council the same. You know, and council come to me and say, this group tells us this is now one of their designated sites. Who designates these sites, Stephen?
The council told you that?
Absolutely. The council, senior council officer, without any shame or embarrassment, told me they see it as one of their designated sites.
The thugs do? The paramilitaries do?
Paramilitaries do. Of course they do, Stephen.
What was their aim in this? Recruitment?
Well, the young people came to me not long after, afraid. Some of them had been assaulted because they didn't want this, you know. What do they do, Stephen? What do they bring to society? Stephen, there is no conflict.
So that's these thugs moving into an area, laying claim to an area,
absolutely,
openly putting up flags, openly causing whatever it was they were doing at bonfires.
That's it, but this is what happens.
And here is the biggest tragedy in all of this. They can do so with impunity. They walk in, they do it in daylight, they hang up flags, they walk away, they hit you over the head with a hammer, they walk away. They can do all of this with absolute impunity.
Stephen, untouchables, Stephen, untouchables. And we need an Elliot Ness because these guys act with impunity. The council, politicians and the police went missing on this. They left this community high and dry. They knew how these people were feeling. They knew these young people were at risk, yet they did nothing. They stood back and did nothing, Stephen. In fact, I would go as far to say, as the council, in a certain way, were implicit in this. By, you know, these people create a problem, Stephen. They manufacture a problem. Then communities complain of concern and are frightened, and then they ask communities to go with them and fix the problem. Communities, we didn't create the problem. So how can we be the solution to it, Stephen? You know, we are working with young people, pensioners. This is what we do. We're not paid to sit down with groups of paramilitaries. And see this sort of action? This gives paramilitaries a really bad name. It's made it almost a dirty word. These are thugs, Stephen. These aren't combatants. You know, I know combatants. I know ex-combatants. Some of the nicest guys I know have been of that ilk. These are just thugs, Stephen. And they come in, they attack you from behind with hammers, knuckle dusters. These are tough guys. Like, you never see these guys walking on their own, Stephen. You know, they can't cram enough into their cars. They're like sardines in a tin when you see them about. These aren't...
Not mentioning any names.
No.
But does everyone in Bangor know who the UDA are? In other words, the individuals. Are they known?
All day long. All day long, Stephen. And people are afraid to say it. And I can't say it, Stephen, because there's a police investigation. But you mark my words, Stephen. Now you mark this. There will be no one held accountable for this. There will be no one prosecuted. We have descriptions. We have the registration of a van, a vehicle. There will be no one. Our police force, the PS and I, are that weak on this. Our political structure are so weak on these things. They have run for cover on this. We talked about this bunker they all hid in when this happened in Clonmeboy. And I want to know where it is, because they need to get out of it.
Well, the police are saying that they strive to provide a first-class policing service to all in the town. They have pointed out that a 32-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of aggravated burglary. They've pointed out he was later released on police bail pending further inquiry. So let's not talk about that specific case, because let's let due process unfold there and let the process decide, and ultimately, if necessary, the courts decide. No one's been charged yet. But it's quite a big thing that you're saying in general about the police.
Stephen, let's stick to the facts. And my facts are based on experience and what this community has went through the last 9 months. And without the support of a local community network, this community was left high and dry.
I wonder, should George Hamilton be embarrassed about what he's hearing
morning? No, he should be ashamed, Stephen.
The Chief Constable, a community left high and dry. People walking around hitting people over the back of the head with hammers, people assaulting people at bonfires, a gang walking into Bangor and intimidating the community.
George Hamilton should be ashamed, Stephen, because he used to go to school here. And we tried to contact George Hamilton several times. We spoke to MLAs, we spoke to senior councillors, chief executive. We spoke to everyone under the sun about this stuff. I have a trail of emails that clearly outlines what's happening, what's going to happen and what the end result. And it's come to fruition, Stephen.
So did you actually contact the chief constable asking for help?
We have tried several times to get in touch with the chief constable.
Did you get a reply?
Not in any sense. Not really, Stephen. No, we tried many times that somebody would contact us, somebody from the office. We spoke to the most senior officer within North Down about this very early on, and he made it quite clear that he would not be taking these flags down, even though he knows people are intimidated, they're frightened, and they're concerned about them. He said, and I understand, I do not have the political support to do this, Aaron. And we don't have any political leadership, Stephen. That's a fact now, you know, because everyone run for the cover on us, including the PSNI. So he made that quite clear. But the police's role, the PSNI's role, first role within community, is to protect. I have heard George Hamilton say that, and protect these young people. These young people were at risk. 21 of them came to my house on a Sunday night in a state because no one was helping them. Why is no one helping us, Aaron?
A state about what?
And a state about this being imposed upon them, this bonfire being taken away from them, being threatened, intimidated and being told, this is our bonfire now, it's no longer your bonfire.
Thugs moving in and bullying people and intimidating people. And all of the people who we task and we pay and we trust to protect us, they stand by and say, sorry, the thugs are too powerful. Essentially, that's what they're saying when they watch these people do this, move into a community, take over a bonfire, do whatever it is. They're essentially saying, sorry, we're too frightened of them. We're too powerful. Let's actually send them a message that they think that they're King Dick, and they probably are in their own heads, and we'll tell them they are.
All day long. See, when you stand by and watch this happen, you're as guilty. You know, evil not only exists because of those who perpetrate it, Stephen, it exists because good people stand by and do nothing. And that's what the police did, that's what our politicians did, and that's why these people were left high and dry. And in 2015, communities deserve better, Stephen. Young people deserve much better, and simply not good enough.
The police have also said in their statement that they need the help of the local community. Is it not the other way around, listening to your story? Does the local community not desperately need the police to kick in, realise how intimidated you are, and do we not need the police to stand up tall and take these thugs on?
Stand up tall. Oh, laughable.
We need the help of the local community, say the police.
Oh, Stephen, come on. The community are petrified. If the police are afraid, if politicians are afraid, those who are remunerated to address these issues, if they're afraid, what is the ordinary working class Protestant? How afraid is he? How afraid are they? How afraid is a young man with young children at home? Why would he put his neck above the parapet when he sees everyone else around him run for cover? Don't be so... Ridiculous.
Sinn Féin said during the whole malarkey about whether the IRA existed after the chief constable's assessment and what the IRA were and weren't doing and what the IRA were and weren't controlling Sinn Féin, which they would deny. Many people within Sinn Féin were pointing out, hold on a minute, how about asking more questions about loyalist paramilitaries? To be fair to them, here's a case in point. Here's an example of where the loyalist paramilitaries are running amok. Two fingers up to the peace process, running around with hammers in their hands. No doubt we're going to get into a whole discussion about what was sanctioned, what wasn't sanctioned, whether it was rogue elements from the UDA, whether it was senior elements, rogue elements, middle elements, it doesn't matter. They need to be taken on and they need to be taken out of this society and put into jail. Let me know what you think of this morning. 03030 80 55 55. Louise Little from the North Down Community Network. You were at a rally last night, Louise, and you were one of the speakers at it. What were you saying?
Well, there was, as you said, Stephen, there was a great crowd there last night. We had between 250 and 300 people. And the key message that was coming from community, and Aaron has outlined it perfectly, is that right from the outset on this at the end of March, the community were collectively saying that intimidation in this community in the form of paramilitary flags seeking to take over bonfires and threatening local people just wasn't acceptable. What was great about last night's event was that you had such a wide range of people. We had people there from a church background, business background, many local politicians, councillors and MLAs, and also many people from ex-combatant backgrounds, victim-survivor backgrounds last night, collectively coming together and condemning this sort of violence in communities. You have people like Aaron and those involved in Clandeboy Village Community Association doing amazing things only for the good of community, and this is how they're treated. And our key message last night, particularly to the politicians, was that for so long we have heard words, we've heard very emotional statements, and they've been encouraging at times, but we've often, Aaron and I, left a room and thought, now that sounded really good. Felt a wee bit like we were even getting our ears tickled there, but we seen no action afterwards. And we, for the longest time, knew that this threat was coming. We held a public meeting in May time where everyone and anyone was welcome to come into a local gospel hall that the association runs a youth club from. And the PS and I were there, local politicians were there, and over 110 people could fit into the room. And anyone who wanted to come, including this particular faction of the UDA, were welcome to come too. There was a few of them present, but they didn't actually speak or state their views on things. There was a unanimous, a very, very clear decision or view that came from community in front of all the PSNI and the political representatives and the statutory representatives, and that was that these flags represent intimidation and fear and threat and should come down. And if any flag should fly in this community, it should be union flags, and that people should actually be involved as local residents in making those decisions. And that a presence at a bonfire that was once, you know, hailed as a great example of best practice, because money, the funding that went to the bonfire for this local community association went on a fun day. It wasn't on pallets. It wasn't on anything else. And it was run by local young people for all these years.
And in came the bully boys. And meanwhile, the local police stood and watched as the bully boys walked in and took this off the kids in the area.
Took it off the kids in the area, dumped copious amounts of tyres and waste. This was all observed by council and the PSNI. So if anybody had a wanted, other than local residents making phone calls, but if council or PSNI had a wanted, which I understand has actually happened in Belfast a while ago, if they'd wanted to take down registrations of people who were doing that illegal dumping and actually prosecute them, that was possible. But even that didn't happen. And, you know, council were in a constant kind of conversation with the association and Aaron saying, will you not come to the table? Will you not come to the table and have a conversation with these people? And what Aaron said is absolutely right. The community here knew that this facade of being somehow a legitimate community organisation just simply wasn't true. And what happened to Aaron recently is what we predicted for a long time, that when the pressure continued, the mask would slip. And this is who you really get whenever things get really difficult.
There will be some loyalists, absolutely, finding this abhorrent, what has happened to Aaron and your group of kids.
Absolutely.
And your local community. So Stephen, you know that, Louise.
See, many of those loyalists, they were appalled by that. They were there last night and they came over and they expressed their revulsion at it.
What does this say about loyalism, Louise?
Well, from our perspective, what it says is a statement, obviously, that you've talked about there recently, Stephen. You know, it's welcomed if it moves beyond words. We're in a position as a society nowadays, whenever people are actually making key statements about the need to kind of move away from criminality, that's welcome, so long as that's followed up by action. So what we need to see is this particular faction of the UDA, this needs to be addressed, this criminality needs to be addressed, and people need to go to jail. So what we're looking for...
But sure, the police can't do it. The police can't address it. They can't possibly move in without the help of the local community. Forget about the local community getting the help of the police. The police need you lot to really take the lead, don't they? Because the police can't put up CCTV camera, and the police can't go in, as you said, and be identifying those people when they had an opportunity to do it. The police can't do it.
And especially too, Stephen, if we're coming from a position of recognising there's not a politician in this borough who doesn't know what's been happening. You know, and there's actual politicians that this particular faction of the UDA have probably been in contact more with them than they have anybody else.
You're the granddaughter of the late Gusty Spence.
Yes, yes.
What do you think he would be saying about this?
I was reading through some of our own kind of family paperwork just recently, because these sort of things happen. You know, you're in a position where I come from a family where I understand what it is to transform to move sincerely away from violence and to believe that political ways forward are the only way and that that must be sincere. And I read a statement that my granda read out in Longcash in 1975, which was 3 years before I was born, Stephen. Just the other day, someone put it into my hand again. And in that statement in 1975, he was talking about how at that stage there was no more need for violence, that there had to be a reappreciation by paramilitaries about what their role actually was and that they should seek to serve communities. So I know what real transformation looks like from ex-combatants who moved sincerely away from violence. And this is not about me. It's not about a personal thing in terms of my own family background. But I'm the biggest advocate for that potential for change. But what I'm not in a position to do, and I don't think community or society or politicians or anyone should accept, is people who use those words, the flowery words, but when it comes to their actions, they don't actually follow through on those things.
Well, look, Aaron McMahon, final word to you this morning. You see, what confuses me about this slightly is that the man at the top of the police in Northern Ireland, George Hamilton, the chief constable, he very much, and I know this, he very much wants to position his police force as a community police force, as one that is in touch with the community. If you look at what George Hamilton did from the moment he got the job, he was out on the street. You know, he was very much pushing through Twitter and other social media, you know, those personal photographs of him and senior officers in the middle of a community. A community police force is how George Hamilton wants to position his force. And look, many people believe that that is absolutely what he passionately wants to do. And yet here you're telling me that you had a community pleading with the chief constable and the police for help, and they weren't able to give it, and they're watching these thugs run amok in Bangor. You've got an opportunity this morning to speak directly to George Hamilton as a man who's now been attacked by these wasters with hammers. What do you say to him?
Even pleading's an understatement. This community were begging for help. They were begging for support, and they were left hand dry. You know, see, without the support of Louise and the North End Community Network, this community were hung out to dry. And that's fact, Stephen. You know, and you know, 107 MLAs, I would take on 107 Louise Littles all day long over that. You know, George Hamilton should be ashamed. He knows this area. He knows the school up here. He knows the churches. He knows it very, very well. Yet he stood by. They stood by and did nothing, Stephen. And that's the fact of it. They were happy. One of his, the most senior officer in this area, North Down, knew exactly what was going on here. He was at the public meeting. He knew how people felt, yet he did nothing. And that's not acceptable, Stephen. Well, communities deserve
better. They would deny that. They would both deny that. They would say that they can only deal with evidence, well, and that they're doing their very best. But
Stephen, well, this goes back to the words, as Louise said, and it's all about words. And I'm sick talking about this. I was sick talking about this 6 months ago, Stephen. And that's all we hear is words. And there may be, and I have no doubt there are lots of discussions, some very awkward discussions, challenge discussions going on behind closed doors. They're not for us. It's up for the police. You know, we need action. Yeah. We need this. Communities need to see action.
Well, let's see.
Communities are in fear. Once again, what you're actually saying there is communities need to go to the police. You're asking communities to take the lead on this again. The police are asking communities to take the lead on this.
Let's see, Aaron.
The police need political support. They need some sort of political will. They need to see some strong, courageous and convicted political structure to back them up.
Well, let's see if there is any momentum behind this. Let's see if the PSNI do anything whatsoever to create a message in Northern Ireland that if you are a paramilitary, and here's a perfect example, Aaron. You still there? Aaron, are you there?
I am.
Sorry about that. That's our fault.
Okay.
I was just saying to you to close this morning, first of all, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. I really appreciate it, because it takes a certain degree of bravery to stand up to these wasters. It really, really does.
Stephen, I have no problem with that. You know, I regret that I and our community had to take a lead on it. That's unfortunate. But if I had a crowd on this, Stephen, what does that tell these young people we're engaging with on a regular basis? This is Northern Ireland, guys. Accept your lot. This is the way it is. Stephen, it's not good enough.
Okay.
We deserve better, the young people in particular.
Aaron, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir. Thank you.